Murray in for John Williams in the Skyline Studios, 18th floor at 303 East Wacker. You look out the window and you see thousands of people walking around downtown because the marathon is happening tomorrow. And let's bring up our old friend, the executive director. It is Kerry Pinkowski. I need to wish you a congratulations. This is your 30th year, is that right?
That's correct, Pete. 30 years. It doesn't seem like it, but it is. It was pointed out a couple of weeks ago. So there's been a little bit of celebration. So, but also everybody realizes how old I am, too. So that's the drawback.
30 years ago. I mean, how many people were in the race 30 years ago? How many runners did you have, Kerry?
Oh, wow. I want to say we had maybe 5,500 finishers or so. So it was really a local event. We ran most of it up and down Lakeshore Drive. So we've been very fortunate. The demand and popularity has been amazing.
And how many runners do we have this year in 2019?
We're going to have a little over 45,000 runners that will start tomorrow in Grant Park for the 42nd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Those runners represent all 50 states and over 111 countries. So it is a national and international event. It's something that will give us an opportunity to really showcase the city, and it looks like even Mother Nature is cooperating, so we're going to have a great day.
Well, tomorrow's going to be a perfect day for runners, right? It's going to be nice and cool. I mean, we've had so many years where it just seems too hot in that year that we had to cancel, but tomorrow, perfect if you're a runner.
Well, you know, cool weather, I think, is the best. I mean, if I'm going to go out and run, I like it a little bit cooler. We're watching the wind. We're cognizant of that. But I spent this morning with Paula Radcliffe, who is set the world record and our reigning course record, an event record holder. And she said, this is just like the day that I broke the record. It's going to be like the day I broke the record. So it didn't seem to slow her down too much. And the way the course is designed, you know, we go north and go south and west. So if there's a predominant wind, you may run into it for a little bit, and then it may push you just as much, you know. So if it's we're hoping that the wind is down and we have a great day.
I've only run in 5Ks. There's no way I could do a marathon because my body would fall apart. But I see the runners downtown when I was pulling in this morning around 8:30. I saw the runners, and I started to get this little excitement. I mean, you get a little pit and an excitement in your stomach because you can't wait for race day. Tell me about when you wake up tomorrow morning. What time do you wake up, and tell me how excited you are to get to that start line?
Well, as a participant, I think there's nothing, you know, that's casual about or impromptu about the marathon. In most cases, our participants have prepared for 18, 20 weeks and really focused on this. So it's the culmination of not only the training that's gone into it, but, you know, navigating around your work life or your family life and the soccer games and the wedding receptions and all that stuff and getting your runs in. So, you know, I think there's a great deal of anticipation to get on with it and to test yourself. We have a lot of our participants that are first-time marathon runners, so just the energy and the vibe.
Right.
And it all goes back to this individual expression. I mean, it creates a community of everybody that has the task at hand, and they're all in it. And, you know, with our residents and volunteers and local businesses all come out, it's just an amazing morning.
We're talking with Kerry Pinkowski, the executive director of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Joe Brand, you got a question for Kerry?
Yeah, it's funny you bring up there's nothing casual about the Chicago Marathon, but I dub myself a casual fan. I will go and watch and cheer on everyone who's going through it. I want to know, though, what makes the Chicago Marathon different from other marathons? What makes it unique?
Well, I think if you compare it to the Boston Marathon, for example, you go out to Hopkinton, you go out 26.2 miles to Hopkinton, and then you run into Boston. You know, we use Grant Park as our start and finish area, so it brings a convenience and factor to our participants, where the majority of our participants are either have taken public transportation or park, or the majority of them are in the hotel, so it's an easy little commute to get to the start. And then the fact that it's a loop course and technical analysis of it, but accessible to friends and family members. You can get to different locations. The CTA has been a great partner. We have tons of people that buy a day pass, and they may go up north and then come back down at the halfway point or go over, you know, on the west side or down by, you know, IIT and catch them at different locations and come back and celebrate at our Runner Reunite area in Grant Park. So I think the accessibility and the way public transportation in the L system works is a great asset, and it creates a great adventure for friends and family members.
Okay, so you bring up the Boston Marathon. I've had this idea. I want to run it by you. So the Boston Marathon is Patriots Day, right? And they have the Red Sox game during the day, and it's the only day baseball game throughout Major League Baseball. I want a Chicago holiday, just a Chicago holiday. Now, this would entail moving the Chicago Marathon, but let's do a Cubs let's do a Cubs Sox doubleheader, venues, Wrigley at day, Guaranteed Rate Field at night, and squeeze in the Chicago Marathon. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm a lifelong Sox fan, so if we can do something with the Sox, that's great. Just kidding. And the Cubs are great. That's a great idea. Let me bring that to the traffic managers and OEMC and see what they think. Maybe
Stop
you can come
it.
In and present.
Okay.
Stop
well,
it.
Well, maybe just the Bears, but a Chicago holiday.
Please.
How cool would it have to just have a Chicago holiday?
I don't think you can move the marathon, Kerry, can you? Because it's, first of all, number one, it's going to be too warm if you move it to baseball season, especially in September.
Well, you know, that's a great concept, and the Boston Red Sox and the Boston Marathon have coexisted for a long time, and that's a great, you know, the Red Sox, they started early. I think they start the game at 11 o'clock, and everybody comes out and cheers for the marathon. So
right.
that's a wonderful tradition. I'll have to think about that a little bit.
Well, how about the Bears?
I'll tell you how it would work. Is, and I'll give you an example. The White Sox were, in 2005, the White Sox were playing the Red Sox in the American League Championship, and we run by Guaranteed Rate Field, and the challenge was there was a possibility that the Sox would play with the Red Sox, but the White Sox took care of business and swept the Red Sox in four games, so there was no conflict. So they came through. But you know, you're talking about scheduling all the pieces that go into it. One of our greatest partners for all the 30 years that I've done this is the Chicago Bears. They have been amazing with scheduling and support of the event. They have a bye this week, obviously. But, you know, when you go back all the years of the event, we're talking about these other iconic franchises in sports. The Bears have been there from the beginning with me. We wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for the support of Chicago Bears, Soldier Field, obviously the city of Chicago. So, but I like that. We could, you know, if we need some postseason play from either the north side or the south side, then we'll think about it.
The Sox make the playoffs, Joe. Then it can coincide with the Chicago Marathon.
All right, let's do it.
The marathon brings in about $340 million to the city. Is that right, Kerry?
What we do is we commission an economic impact study, and in 2018 it was $378 million to the local economy, which is fantastic.
That's just crazy. $378 million. Okay, there's people right now that have never, ever been to the marathon, and they're thinking about it. The Bears have a bye tomorrow. Where are the best places to watch the runners? You mentioned the halfway point. Where would that be? Give us a few locations.
That's right downtown in the Loop and off of Harrison. I mean, the best thing, guys, is just to go to our website, chicagomarathon.com. There's spectator information in there. There's a spectator guide where you can – the best way to get around on public transportation. If you live up north, Sheridan Road is a great spot. You can park a little bit north and walk down. But also, if you're really adventurous, you know, you can go to our website and look at those different locations. There's information about what trains to get on and where you want to go.
Oh, nice.
And the beauty of this is you can also just discover some of these great neighborhoods, too. I mean, we have a lot of people that come down and they watch the marathon and then they go have lunch. They have a couple of drinks, you know, and it makes for a great day.
That is the best thing you guys did is you started advertising the Chicago Marathon running through the neighborhood. So it just gives it a more personal Chicago feel. I love that. That's what I love.
Awesome. Well, maybe next year, 2020, we'll see. Maybe just think we got plenty of time to train that whole year. So
I like to be at the halfway point, and then I like to be at the finish line where there's beer. That's where I'll be. I can do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, one of the things I was talking to a group this morning, and we have a wonderful partnership with Goose Island, which is very Chicago centric, and they made a Chicago beer for us. So we'll have Goose Island beer. At the finish line, we'll have 45,000 cans of Goose Island beer that has our custom labeling, and it's a commemorative can. So maybe that might motivate you guys a little bit. 26.2 miles, and you get a can of beer. You know, how does that sound?
Kerry, you're the best, man. Congrats.
Hey, Pete, thanks for having me on, and thanks for all the support over the years. You guys have been great. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Kerry Pinkowski, the executive race director of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.